Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Cassie, you have a request for women. Is it a request or a challenge?
Kind of a both. Okay. You know, I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your lives, but I really think this would be good for women as, you know, the entire gender.
But you are.
Yeah, but no, I'm not. I will say it does irritate me, but it's not the women who do this that irritate me. It's that we feel that we need to do it, and I do it as well, okay? And this is sort of in direct opposition to what Jackson was talking about in the last break. Every time I go on TikTok or Reels to watch videos, I'm swiping and I'll see like a guy talking about something really interesting or engaging content and they just get right into it. And I'm like, these videos are great. And then I scroll and I see women, and every time, no matter how it, like they could be talking about like archaeological digs, space, homemaking, cooking, it doesn't matter. They almost, I would say something like 70% of the videos start with, I'm sorry I'm not wearing makeup right now. I'm sorry my hair is messy. Sorry my house is a mess. Sorry I'm not dressed right now. There's always an apology every single time. And I have never, ever, ever seen a man apologize. And they shouldn't have to. I'm just highlighting the differences. I would love for women, this is the challenge and a request, including myself, to stop apologizing for how we look if we think we don't look our best. Whether it is if you're meeting up with girlfriends for coffee, sorry, I ran out of the house. I know I look a mess right now. People come over, sorry, the house is a mess. You're making a video. It doesn't matter. But I think it's become such this like default thing that we do without even noticing it. Like if we are not perfectly coiffed and put together and polished, we'll say, oh, I'm sorry, because we recognize that we're not looking like whatever standard society has set. And I just wish we would stop, because I see like all types of dudes, from like James Bonds and suit looking dudes to like guys who haven't seen a shower in a week, and none of them apologize, and they should not have to.
I have definitely been guilty of that in person and in videos. If I'm posting like a story on my Instagram, like if I'm wearing, I'll purposely wear glasses because be like, I look like a hot mess today. You know, it's just been, and You're 100% right.
Do you even notice that you're doing it? Because I don't. I do the same thing. And it's a challenge actually to not do it, because I've started videos and I'm like, shut up, Cassie.
Well, it's intentional and I do it, but I never, I always felt like I needed to. You know what I mean? Like it always felt like it's not like I felt bad for doing it. I felt like it was just part of the disclaimer. Like I needed to say that because, and I've seen the comments on some of our Facebook videos. I roll in here. I've been getting up at stupid hours for 17 years. And I am to the point now where I savor every second in the morning. I'm not a morning person. I never have been. People are like, how do you get up in the morning? And I'm like, a paycheck, duh. And so I don't do my hair. I don't do my makeup. 99% of the time, I'm wearing a Burt's Big Adventure t-shirt or sweatshirt and yoga pants, right? And I have, you know, seen the comments on some of the Facebook videos attacking how I look or whatever. And so I feel like whenever I do something else, I have to have that disclaimer of like, yeah, no, you know, the kid was up late last night, so that's why I look like this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I feel like, especially as we're chronically online, if you will, you have gotten one comment that has said something about how you look, that in the back of your mind, every time you post, you think if you give a disclaimer, it's somehow going to like block that troll from saying something.
Exactly.
And most of the time it doesn't, but I literally just did this last week on Twitter. I posted that video immediately when I got that cardigan, and I honestly looked like a hot mess. I had a spray tan stash. I had no makeup on. My hair was a mess, but I was like, I got to get the news out about this Taylor Swift cardigan. And it went mega viral. And I was like, well, shoot, if I had known so many people were going to see this, I probably would have put on a little bit more makeup because I was worried that somebody was going to say something about the ugly girl who got the Taylor Swift cardigan. So I quoted a screenshot somebody had taken of me and I put it on my Twitter. I said, oops, sorry, I'm not wearing makeup.
Like, I'm curious, Mo, does that ever cross your mind whenever you're posting any kind of video?
How I look?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah?
All the time. I never thought to, like, apologize for it. I mean, it's been many a times when I've gone and take my phone out to do a video and was like, nah, never mind.
Not today.
Nah, I ain't happy. Gave me the little target camera action going on. So I've definitely, like, not done a video because I didn't like how I looked in the moment, but... I mean, I kind of feel like how you get me is how you get me. I don't really care about what people say about it.
And I love that. So I understand the protection, layer of protection. Mm-hmm. If I address it, then you call it out. You're the dummy. But I love that mentality. Like, we don't owe anyone our appearance. Mm-mm. No one is owed me looking a certain way. And if you want to say something about it, then I'll start calling you out because you're the a-hole. I look amazing. I don't care. I am who I am. I'm going to roll up as who I am. And that is the challenge to all women everywhere. Stop apologizing for being you.
I love it. I think it's a great request and a great challenge.
Thanks. Now go put on some makeup.
The Burt Show.